Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost, get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, what a blessed day, what a beautiful Monday morning. Precious one, we give thanks to the Lord for this day because it is the day the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has prepared for you. He will guide and lead you into His prepared blessings for your life. Now, before we continue today, don't forget, I have encouraged your heart to ensure you follow us on all major social media platforms. On Facebook, on X, on YouTube, WhatsApp channel, Telegram channel, Spotify, just search or find GMJ Podcast, GMJ Podcast, and follow us. Remember, by the end of this month, we will stop sending this podcast to your personal WhatsApp account. Alright, so follow us on all of these social media platforms so that you can continue, you know, with your access to our daily podcast. Then on Instagram, just look for gmj.podcast and you'll find us right there. And of course, do not forget also the GMJ partnership community. This is important that you join, especially if God is laying it on your heart to be part of this work as we spread this gospel. Now, what is our wisdom nugget for today? Our wisdom nugget for today says, God is not an author of confusion. His desire is to reveal His will for your life and make it clear to you. God is not an author of confusion. His desire is to reveal His will for your life and make it clear to you. By the special grace of God, I'm starting a series with us today that says God wants the best for you. God wants the best for you. Today makes it part one. And the title of what I'll be sharing with you today says, you can clearly know God's will for your life. And all that I'll be saying will still revolve around the wisdom nugget for today. What passage are we reading today? Let's look into Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. It says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Beloved, an important venture in life is you knowing God's will for your life. It is essential for you to live a meaningful life. There are many activities and ventures on earth to keep a man or a woman busy for nothing on earth. As a Christian, God has a plan for you. He has a clear plan for every disciple of Jesus Christ. You see this in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, Psalm 139 verse 16, even in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. God the Father loves us and He wants only the best for us. Yes, He wants only the best for us. We can live in the good of this if we live in accordance, you know, with His will for our lives. Beloved, God wants to reveal Himself to you as well as His will for you. He wants to reveal it. Yeah. God wants you to choose to go His way. And this is the only way that you can find peace. This is the only way for you to find peace, to find joy, to find fulfillment when you go God's way. Hear me, beloved? Your obedience or disobedience to the will of God will not only affect your life, it will also affect the lives of everyone connected to you. If you are a father and you are living in disobedience to the will of God, it will affect your children. It will affect your wife. If you are a pastor and you are living in disobedience to the will of God, it will affect the members of your church. So this is not just about you alone. When you obey God, it will affect people that are connected to your life positively, and it will be negative if you disobey God. Always take note of this. It's not just about your life alone, it's also all about the lives of other people connected to you. There are many children that are living in confusion today because their parents live their lives in disobedience to the will of God. Beloved, if you look at all this, you will agree with me that hearing God's voice should be one of the most normal things, you know, of your everyday life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. You see, God has no intention to be complicated to you. He is not an author of confusion. He wants you to know His will, and He wants that will to be clear to you. And His word has already been given to us for most of the guidance that we need as disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, however, beloved, in some areas of our lives, we will need to seek the face of God for specific guidance. We will need to seek His face for specific guidance, maybe for career focus, maybe for ministry call or marriage partner and the likes. Okay? And it is so interesting to know that God Himself wants to give us this specific guidance in our life. And why does He want that? Beloved, God wants you to live as Jesus lived. Jesus did only what He saw His Father in heaven doing. And God wants you to live as Jesus lived. And because Jesus did nothing outside what His Father in heaven was doing, He had no confusion in His life. This is the same pattern that God wants for you and I. Beloved, you can trust God with your life. God has chosen you in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and to be blameless in His sight. He knows what you need and how you should live your life. You see, the original template for your life and for my life is in the hand of God. So from today, I challenge you to cease from your self-will-driven life and begin to seek God's will for your life. And as you start your day, make up your mind to do nothing except the will of God as it is revealed to you. Hallelujah. So, beloved, as I conclude today, I would like you to pray this prayer. Pray it as loud as possible. Say, "Dear Holy Spirit, open my inner eyes, open my spiritual eyes, till I understand God's will for my life, and give me the courage and the grace to follow God's will only in my life." Go ahead and pray, beloved. Lord, open my inner eyes, open my spiritual eyes, till I understand Your will for my life, and give me the courage to follow Your will, the grace to follow Your will alone. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to go ahead and give thanks to the Lord because He has answered your prayer. And as you go out today, whatever you lay your hands on, according to His will, you will succeed. You will come back with testimony. The Lord will bless your bread and bless your water. You will never beg for bread. The Lord God will grant you peace, joy, and fulfillment. It shall be well with you. God bless you. Don't forget to share this content with others today. And as you do this, you are blessed. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, O Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. Your mighty
deliverance. Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.